Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. If you are a Southern artisan or a business with a unique locally made product, you might want to know that a national magazine based right here in our state goes out of their way to highlight these products each year through their Made in the South Awards program. And the deadline for entry for this year's program is fast approaching. Elizabeth Hutchinson is a contributing editor with Garden and Gun magazine based in Charleston, South Carolina, where she is right now. Elizabeth, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me.
First of all, give us the history of this program. This is the ninth year?
This is the ninth year of the awards. We started back in 2010 with just four categories then, and thanks to the response that we've had over the years, we have expanded it to include six categories. Those categories are food, drink, style, outdoors, home, and crafts. And every year we're just blown away by the level of talent, the passion of these Southern makers.
And what is the deadline?
The deadline is July 2nd. That is a Monday before your July 4th holiday at midnight.
Do they have to ship you their product?
They do not have to ship us their product in the first round of judging. They fill out the application on our website. The first round of judging is based off of the application, the photos, story. Then the second round of judging, we will reach out to the applicants and ask them to send us their products. Those products are sent to our expert panel of judges. This year's judges, the home category is Bobby McAlpin, Montgomery, Alabama architect. The style judge is Stacy Smallwood, owner of Hampton Clothing in Charleston, South Carolina. The food judge is chef and cookbook author Asha Gomez from Atlanta. Our drink judge is Miles McQuarrie, the beverage director at Kimball House in Decatur, Georgia. Our crafts judge is Anna Bond, and she is the founder and creative director of Rifle Paper Company. Our outdoors judge is Eddie Nickens from Raleigh, North Carolina. He is an outdoors writer and an outdoors enthusiast. He writes for Garden and Gun as well as Field and Stream and other outdoor publications. And every year we have a new panel of expert judges. So if a maker has entered in the past, you know, we encourage people to enter again because a new crop of judges is seeing your product. For example, in 2014, Cannonboro Beverage Company from Charleston, South Carolina, entered. They didn't win, but entered again in 2015 and won the drinks categories.
And so there will be winners in each of those six categories, and then you also have an overall winner.
Yes, we also have an overall winner. And so the overall winner, the grand prize winner, takes home $10,000. You can use it to grow your business, to purchase new equipment, to outfit your team, you know, any way that's going to help your business.
And how about the category winners?
Category winners and runners-up, actually, all will be featured in our December 2018, January 2019 issue. It's one of our biggest issues of the year. It comes out right before the holiday shopping season. And truly, these awards can change your business for companies.
And actually, I was going to ask you if you could share a few examples of some South Carolina winners from the past.
Yeah, so Mike, we actually have 21 past South Carolina winners and runners-up. One of our earliest, actually, South Carolina winners is Sally Gratis Jams. Sally Porth is from Cameron, South Carolina. She was a corporate banker, and she used making jams and jellies from fruit and herbs out of her garden as a stress relief. And she was making them and selling them at farmers market and selling them locally, but it was mostly just something that she loved to do personally. And she entered the awards in our early days. And after winning the awards, she went on to be named one of Oprah's favorite things. And then beyond that, she's now sold in Whole Foods across the Southeast. Another great South Carolina story is a company called Oiro Oyster Cookers, and they are made in McClellanville, South Carolina. What we loved about them was they filled a hole in the market. Their oyster cooker allows you to throw an oyster roast the old-fashioned way. So open fire, wet burlap sack, and it was transportable, and it's beautiful. Oliver Thames is his name, the maker of Oiro Oyster Cookers.
Well, Elizabeth, one more time for our listeners, give us the deadline for entry for your ninth annual Made in the South Awards.
The deadline for entry is July 2nd. That's a Monday at midnight Eastern Standard Time.
Elizabeth, thanks for spending time with us today.
Mike, thanks again for having us. I enjoyed it.
Elizabeth Hutchinson is a contributing editor with Garden & Gun magazine. She joined us by phone from her company's headquarters in Charleston, South Carolina. We will have a link to her magazine posted at our webpage so you can learn more about that and the awards program. And our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.